in the Missouri Senate, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Philo said that as the eye needs light to see, so the soul needs labor to comprehend. Gracious God, as we begin a new day working together, we are grateful that we have this work to do, for it helps us to understand what is required of us, how our values and ethics come to play in our decisions, and how our relationship with you is called for, and our soul magnifies your gracious guidance in our yeas and nays. And so we give you thanks and praise for this opportunity. In your gracious name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Dent, Senator from Jefferson, Senator from the 2nd, Senator from Green, Senator from Buchanan. A quorum is, what? Senator from Lawrence. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 14th day, Monday, February 2nd, 2009.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved as though have been fully
You have read. Heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Cole.
Introduction of guests, Mr. President. Thank you. Please join me today welcoming the Advisory Board of Missouri's nationally recognized Division of Youth Services. For many years, the board has assisted youth services in providing therapeutic treatment services, supporting juvenile offenders in becoming law-abiding and productive citizens. Youth Services was honored this past summer by being named a winner of the prestigious Annie E. Casey Innovations in American Government Award in Children and Family System Reform from Harvard University. They're sitting on my left on the bench. Please welcome them and thank them for
We're delighted to have the guests of the Senator from Cole with us here today. Senator from Dent.
I have some very special guests on the side gallery that I'd like to introduce today to my colleagues here in the Senate. I also have a resolution that I have had prepared and I'll be presenting here in a little bit. But today we've got the Merrimack Regional Planning Commission who's here to celebrate their 40th anniversary. And we have individuals that serve on that board along with some of the staff people. And if they just wave as I read their name, we have Russell Shulin from Osage County, Ray Schwartz from Marys County, Terry Libert from the city of Meda, James Morgan, the mayor of Crocker, Vince Sampson from Osage County, Elmer Sinovey from Osage County, Jerry Wolf from Osage County. We also have Mary Haywood from Bourbon and Marcus Maggard from Dent County. And then we have staff people, Richard Cavender, the director from Rolla, and Bonnie Priggy and Tammy Snodgrass. I would ask that this body make them feel welcome. I will be presenting them with a resolution here.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Dent please rise for recognition by the Senate? The Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I have guests. I have a guest. Mr. President, today we're honored to have today the Doctor of the Day on my left and your right, Dr. Daniel Prudhomme from Independence, Missouri, and he will be serving as Physician of the Day, and I would ask that the Senate make him feel welcome.
We're delighted to have the Doctor of the Day from Independence with us here today. The Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests. And I have with us today Ellen Breedentetter. Ellen is shadowing me today. She's a student at Torriezo Academy, and she is one of the most politically astute and knowledgeable young ladies I've met. She could probably be right here in this body where I am. Thank you, and help her feel welcome.
Delighted to have your guest with us, Senator. The Senator from Nottoway.
President, today is another big day. As many of those in this body know, every year we have a great celebration. We call it Great Northwest Day. And it's almost 300 individuals that make the journey down from the Great Northwest. And what we're here today to do is they're going to talk to you about some of the most important issues that are facing our communities, some of the greatest opportunities we have. And really just want to continue to foster relationships with the members of this great body. And so, Mr. President, it is with great honor and great privilege that I am happy to welcome and ask the body to join me in welcoming real people who create real jobs, who get up every day to run companies, that actually take time out of their schedule to come down here and share with us what they believe to be their greatest challenges, their greatest opportunities. And so with that, Mr. President, I would ask the Senate join me in welcoming the delegation from the Great Northwest.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Nottoway in the Great Northwest please rise for recognition? Fine-looking group and one of the larger ones we have all year. Introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. The Senator from Boone.
President, I have a resolution.
Send your resolution forward.
Mr. President, whereas the federal government is going to change the way we broadcast television on February 17th, unless there's a last-minute change from analog to digital, unless people get converter boxes, there's going to be what appears to be a large glut of televisions going into landfills around this state. Whereas televisions have heavy metals such as lead and chromium and mercury, which could be potentially damaging to our environment, to our groundwater. There are several municipalities around this state and solid waste districts which have organized recycling efforts for these TVs. The Department of Natural Resources has done a great effort in organizing that information on their website, and I would encourage everybody to find that information.
Resolution will be printed in the journal. Resolutions. The Senator from Jasper.
Resolution.
Send it forward. Care to explain, Senator?
It's a one-word change in Rule 28 that basically restores the original form of description of committees so that all appropriations bills are referred to the Appropriations Committee.
Resolution will be printed in the journal. Senator from the 8th, did you have it? Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, I would move that Senate Resolution Number 153 be brought before the body.
You heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those
aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We
I
may
would move for it.
If we do, we do.
Passage. Mr. President, this is, as you know, has to be approved every session. It's for our administration staff. It proves all the classifications, where they're at for salaries. This represents the same pay increase that other state employees have gotten during this period of time. There is no additional people. And just for the body's knowledge, in 2002, we had 121 FTEs. We have 86 and a half now. And the normal transitions for going to senior staff attorney from staff attorney is the only other thing that was on this that would be any other, that would move people from one category and classification to another. Otherwise, everything is exactly as it has been in the past, and all the salary ranges were adjusted to reflect the 09 pay.
Senator?
Yes.
May the chair inquire of you?
Yes.
Did you say that 8 years ago, just so everyone here?
6 years ago.
2001?
6 years ago, Mr. President.
2003?
2002, there were 121 full-time employees in this under this administration in the Senate. There are 86.5 in this budget.
Thank you, Senator. Does any senator wish to be heard? The senator from the 14th is on her feet. For what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from St. Francis.
Does the senator please. From St. Francis yield?
I yield.
He yields. You may inquire.
Thank you very much, Senator. One question that I did have was regarding the differences in the staffing that you have. Were any of these 121 contracted
out? Hold
on
a second. Could we shut
we
the
can't
door?
We can't hear.
I can't hear. Go ahead. Go ahead. The difference in what?
You have 121 and 86.5 people. These are folks within this building, the administration. Is that what I'm understanding this to be?
That's correct.
Were any of these 121 people contracted out when you to receive the 86.5?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to
we
your
did not offset and just get rid of. We consolidated. We did some efficiency in printing. We did some efficiencies in our copying room. We've cut down some people in almost every category.
Okay.
And net reductions in staffing.
And
we haven't changed anything since last year. But that was, I'm only going on what was done in, I've got it from 2002, we went from 121 to 104 to 95 to 90 to the present level where we've been since 2006.
So we have been consistently
since I've been
decreasing
in this
the number
chamber,
of people
we have
that
not
have...
changed it. So
okay,
I'm just going what I was told before.
Okay, the other question is attrition. Did any of these positions, were they
yes.
through attrition and retirement?
That's correct. That's the way most of the reductions were made, were through attrition, through retirement, and through giving people opportunities in other areas of state government to be able to go there.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate the interview. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from St. Francis to adopt Senate Resolution 153? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. Are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. We are on that order of business resolution. Concurrent resolution. Senator from the 8th.
I have a concurrent resolution I'd like to send
forward. Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like an opportunity to explain this to my colleagues. I was handed a newspaper article today that I thought probably painted the picture fairly vividly. It was an article in which the French government is objecting to the way we are handling our capitalism here in the United States with our bailouts. When European governments look at what you're doing and say that you're being too much, your socialism is entering into your calculus too much in the way you run your economy, you have a problem. We live in a bailout mentality where companies and entire industries expect the American taxpayer to save them from their own bad decision-making. So this concurrent resolution, which will be open to my colleagues adding their signature to it, calls on the federal government to do no more bailouts, to get out of the business of bailing out banks, car, automobile manufacturers, or anybody else that's made bad business decisions. All we're going to do is prolong the pain for our people by bailing out and subsidizing those that have made poor decisions. So I understand how concurrent resolutions work, but I think if all across this land, legislators, Democrat and Republican alike, and because, mind you, the bailout started in a Republican administration. This is an issue that does not know a political party. The bailout of General Motors is going to end up hurting Ford Motor Company and make it less likely that we're going to be building cars in this country 20 years from now. So I call upon my colleagues to sign on to my concurrent resolution, and I think we need to have this debate on the floor. It is amazing to me the number of people I talk to, Republican and Democrat alike, that are sick of hearing about banks, the biggest banks in our land, being bailed out. They didn't turn around and they write big checks to their CEOs or departing CEOs. Merrill Lynch had this incredible bonus program that it executed on in the month of December, no doubt with some of the money that went to the company that purchased it, Bank of America, going to pay Merrill Lynch bonuses. This is silly. It's folly. The government needs to get out of the business of bailing bad decisions out made in the private sector. So I call upon my colleagues to sign on to this concurrent resolution. Thank you.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 10th.
Can I have a bill?
Send it forward, Senator.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 292, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to certain tax credit programs administered by the Department of Economic Development.
President, I would just like to offer my support to the Angel Investor Tax Credit at times come in the state of Missouri.
Senator from Dent.
I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 293, introduced by Senator Barnett et al., an act relating to tractor parades.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 294, introduced by Senator Barnett, an act relating to corporate name reservation.
Senator from St. Clair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills which need no.
Send your four bills forward, Senator. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 295, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to licensed professional counselors.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 296, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to the licenses of professions regulated by the Board for Architects, Professional Engineers, Professional Land Surveyors, and Landscape Architects.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 297, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to the Missouri Propane Education and Research Council.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 298, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to professions regulated by the Board for Architects, Professional Engineers, Professional Land Surveyors, and Landscape Architects.
Introduction of bill, Senator from Franklin.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 299, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to gas corporations.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bad debt.
Read the second bill. Senator from 24th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 300, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to individual income tax.
Mr. President, this would revamp, renew our 75-year-old tax system.
Thank you.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 301, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to law enforcement canine team certification.
Self-explanatory, Mr. President. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 302, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to after-school programs for public school students.
Mr. President, as I know you're well aware, given all the time you spend in the city and in particular in my district, we've had a crime epidemic over the last couple of years, and the crime is at its highest frequency between the hours of 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock, and so provision of more after-school programs for kids, I think, would be very helpful. This bill will provide tax credits to donors who contribute to such programs.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 303, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to instant runoff voting.
Senator.
Mr. President, this is my annual exercise in sour grapes that I did not win my first election. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 304, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to access to the dome of the state capitol.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my birthday, February 3rd, today, I have filed the only bill that I care about. That is to get a key to the Capitol Dome. Last year, successfully amended on 32 pieces of legislation, one actually made it to Governor Blunt's desk. He vetoed it. Sadly, sadly, he vetoed it. But, Mr. President, he is gone, and I am here. So I am back again. And hopeful in the spirit of bipartisanship, we will be able to get that Capitol Dome key issued to every member of the General Assembly. Thank you, Mr. President. Feel free to sign on, colleagues.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
President, could you take us back to the order of business of resolutions and recognize the senator from Green?
Resolutions, the senator from Green.
Mr. President, I move that we take up Senate Resolution 117 for adoption.
You've heard of the motion of the senator from Green. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you.
Yes.
Will you amend your motion as announced to this body that you seek to take up Resolution 177 and not 117?
Oh, thank you, Senator. I can blame it on my eyes, okay?
Hearing no objection to the amended motion of the Senator from Green, it is Senate Resolution 177 that is before us.
Thank you.
Proceed, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that we adopt Senate Resolution 177. Mr. President, this amendment is this resolution is exactly the same as the amendment that this body passed overwhelmingly a few days ago that was on the rules that would change the rules for a substitute to be 24 hours in advance. I put that on there mostly to call attention to it because I think it's so important. But it's much more necessary since we voted that down. We do not have a rule of 24 hours, and I concur with the body's opinion on that, that we have procedures in the Senate that make it necessary sometimes to work out arrangements and changes at the last minute and the entire body is agreeable to that. However, we do have the problem with substitutes coming very quickly and sometimes a very large one, and we do not know whether it's a one word through 30 or 40 pages of our statutes or whether it is a substantial amendment. Now, I'm not suggesting that anyone is trying to sneak anything through, but the one thing about it, this would help the body know what is in a substitute. All it calls for is that any floor substitute, and I'd like to do it in committee, but that's not what this rule would do, that any floor substitute have on the front, attached to it, a brief summary of the changes from the last version of the bill. So if there's one tiny change, that'll be on there. If there's significant changes, they will be on there. Someone had said, well, wouldn't that take an awful lot of time? It doesn't take research. They have to have that list before they can write up the substitute. So the list is already there. All they have to do is make it available to the members to see, and therefore, if we get a last-minute substitute, and sometimes that's appropriate, we'll be able to quickly tell where the changes are. Mr. President, be glad to answer questions.
Senator from Jasper.
Mr. President, if I might inquire, the senator from Green.
Does the senator yield?
Yes, I do.
Proceed.
Senator, your resolution is an appropriate vehicle for the one-word change that I just proposed in another resolution, and I would like to offer an amendment to make that one-word change.
Can you tell me, Senator, what that is?
Basically, it just restores the description of the Appropriations Committee and the committee language as the recipient of all appropriations bills. Just adds it reinserts the word all, which has previously been present in all the rules.
May I ask you another question? Is this a controversial issue?
I don't think so. It basically restores the rules that we've operated under forever, so it's never been a controversy before.
I guess not.
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
It has not been distributed. Mr. President.
Senator? Do you care to move the adoption of the amendment?
I move the adoption of the amendment, and while the amendment has not been distributed, if there is no objection, I would request that the reading be waived in that it only entails a one-word change, and I'd like to summarize that change if there's no objection.
Senator from Buchanan.
Object and ask to be copied and distributed.
It shall be copied
and
distributed.
Would ask unanimous consent for the Senate to stand at ease.
Senate could stand at ease, or the senator could explain. Senate will stand at ease. Kevin. Senate will come to order.
Mr. President.
Senator from Jasper.
In order to save the copy machine, all of the additional copies that would be made and save the time, this is identical to the resolution I sent forward that would be eligible for consideration tomorrow anyway. And so rather than to
open the debate to a broader topic, I'll withdraw this amendment at this time.
Send the amendment back. We're back on the underlying amendment, this amendment for the senator from the 30th. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
You have an amendment to the amendment. Send the amendment forward. Senator, has your amendment been distributed?
It has not been distributed.
Please read the amendment.
Read.
Senate Amendment 1, offered by Senator Shields, to amend Senate Resolution 177 as printed in the Senate Journal January 28, 2009, page 213, line 19 of said journal page by inserting immediately after, quote, bill, close quote, the following, quote, and be it further resolved by the Senate of the 95th General Assembly, first regular session, that the temporary rules adopted January 7, 2009 as amended hereby be adopted as the permanent rules of the Missouri Senate for the 95th General Assembly, close quote.
Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the amendment, but before I speak on that, let me sit down for a second. I think the senator from the 9th was seeking recognition.
Senator from the 9th.
And to request unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Seeing no objection, senator from the 9th.
Thank you. Mr. President and members of the Assembly, I'd like to introduce to you one of the newest members of our Kansas City, Missouri School Board, Kokethia Hill. And accompanying her is Wayne Thompson, Jr. I'd ask the body to give a warm welcome.
If the guests of the Senate from the 9th would please stand, yes. Welcome by the Missouri Senate. We're back on the motion of the senator from Buchanan. Senator, do you wish to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the amendment similar to yesterday that takes our temporary rules and makes them permanent rules.
Any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, question of you, is this an amendment to the amendment?
This is an amendment to the resolution. The senator from Green has offered the resolution. Senator from Jasper withdrew his amendment. Senator from Buchanan has offered a new amendment.
Okay, all right. Mr. President, may I inquire of Senator from Buchanan?
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield?
I do.
Senator, I just had a question on this. This is what you offered yesterday. Did it just not make it in the mix yesterday, or I thought we'd already adopted this?
It made it on to the resolution yesterday, and then remember there was a point of order raised by the senator from second on the resolution about using props, and I have since taken that point of order under advisement. It could take months before I figure that out, so we have to...
But what happened today? I'm just asking, did this amendment not get on yesterday?
The amendment got on, but the resolution has been withdrawn with the point of order pending.
Okay, alrighty. I just want to clarify. Thanks. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other senator desire to be heard on the motion of the senator from Buchanan? Seeing none, Senator Buchanan.
I close.
Senator Buchanan has renewed his motion. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. Opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
If I can inquire the senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
Thank you, Senator. I've lost my copy of what you've proposed.
Okay.
Would this apply to conference committee substitutes as well?
Senator, this applies just to a floor substitute.
Okay. One of the things that I would maybe like to hear for your consideration is, you know, these conference committee reports come out as well, and to be able to have a summary on the conference committee reports different than what passed out of the Senate, I think might be a viable option as well. And I before I asked the table over there to draw up an amendment to do that, I was just going to see what your thoughts were.
Senator, I don't think that would be a problem. I think that our intent ought to be to help senators see as quickly and clearly as possible what they're voting on. And I think that any time we can put a summary on, and I even think at a committee level, if you've got to take time to have research write up the substitute, they already have the changes. All they have to do is put the changes on the top of it. So I like it for just about any time we have a substitute. But I thought I would get at least this much done, because this sort of answers the question of shouldn't we have 24 hours notice? There are times when we don't want to have 24 hours notice. We can do our job more efficiently without that, but we do need to know what's in the bill.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that at all. I was just using this as an opportunity because, as many of us know, what passes ultimately in the Senate may not be identical to what a conference committee report is or a conference committee substitute. So basically, what I think would be good as well, and what I was thinking about, and I just wanted to get your thoughts, was if I was to offer an amendment that asked for a summary of the differences between the version that passed the Senate and what is actually in the conference committee substitute when that occasion occurred.
Senator, I think that would be a good idea. I would suggest that you, of course, I know this is a relative term, but that you ask for a brief summary. If we start getting a 5 or 6 page summary, it hasn't helped very much.
Well, no, and I'm using the same language.
I think it's a good idea.
That yours, and it would only be the difference between the version that passed the Senate and what is ultimately in the bill.
I believe, gentlemen, that the floor leader is willing for us to stand at ease while you get that drawn up.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Senator from the third.
There's no other inquiries of the sponsor that we stand at ease while that.
The Senate, if there's no objection, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent for the introduction of special guests.
Seeing no objection, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my honor today to have visiting from St. Charles County, the Deputy Superintendent for Fort Zumwalt School District, Dr. Patty Corum, and accompanying her is Dr. Bernard DeBray, the Superintendent of Schools for Fort Zumwalt School District. Good friends, and I'm happy to have them up here today. Ask the body to make them feel welcome.
If the guests of the Senator from the 23rd would please rise and be welcomed by the Missouri State Senate. Senator from the 3rd.
Mr. President, unless there's somebody else who wants to introduce a special guest, then I would say let's stand at ease.
The Senator from the 3rd is seeking unanimous consent for the Senate to stand at ease. Seeing no objection, the Senate will be at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator from the 3rd.
Mr. President, just to let you know, we've decided, I believe, the Senator from Cape has decided to hold off and have his own resolution since it deals with a separate rule, and then we'll run that through. I think it's a great suggestion we get this one done, and then we'll see his sometime later this week. Thank you, Mr. President.
We're back on the motion of the Senator from Green. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the Senator from Green.
Senator from Green, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Good morning.
I do think this would be a useful tool. I voted against it yesterday, but I've thought a little bit more about it and really don't look at it as any real hindrance. My concern is that it's used as a crutch too much. And anytime you have a summary, I think it's similar to reading the cliff notes of a book. It might give you an idea of what the book is about, but you may missed something. And a few years ago, on the last day of session, when I was over in the House running the floor, I used a summary to decide if, you know, when on the last day of session, you know how hectic it is. You know, there's a lot more bills on the calendar than you have the ability to get to those bills. And I made the assumption of, I made a judgment based on reading the summary. And it turned out there was a very important part of that bill that was not in the summary that was needed to draw down additional federal dollars. And for that reason, I had a very unpleasant 6 months while we were not in session. So,
Senator, I can understand that concern. What probably needs to go on that summary is to say changes only from Senate Bill so-and-so or First Senate Committee Substitute or whatever the last version was, so that it reminds people these are only the changes from the last version, not the entire summary of the bill.
I think we all need to be vigilant in reading the legislation, and I know I can do a better job. And my concern was just that the summary would maybe, I guess...
Might mislead. I can understand that concern, Senator.
Like I said, use the summary as a reference to just, you know, looking at what was in the bill, and that might have most of it, but maybe not all of it.
But very often, those very last-minute substitutes are large substitutes and have taken a long time and had a great deal added to them and a lot of give and take, and that's one of the reasons why they're so large, and they can come on your desk, you know, and you can vote on them. I don't know what's the shortest time, but it certainly doesn't have to be 24 hours. And we've had maybe a filibuster. We've had discussions in the back room of how can we work out these differences. Everybody's worked them out. They rush in and they get a substitute, which is fine. And we look at this stack this high. We have no idea what the changes are. There isn't always time to go through that bill. And the changes only would be right on top. I think will benefit every substitute, and I'd just as soon see it done on all substitutes. But I do think that it'll particularly help floor substitutes in that we do not have a 24-hour requirement.
I'm coming your way. I think slowing things down would be helpful in the sense that I've also seen where there'll be companion bills, and we'll want to pass them identically, but somehow there'll be a small conflict between the two bills, and it creates a problem where we have to go back. And fix
I agree with that, Senator.
So I know that research gets frustrated with that, and in the haste in trying to have a productive session, sometimes things slip through the cracks. So that, you know, I guess if presenting these summaries slowed down the process just a little bit more, and made things a little bit more deliberate, then that's a good thing.
And, Senator, let me suggest a hypothetical situation. Someone could offer a substitute to your bill that was a long, extensive bill, like the one-word amendment that was just offered by the senator from Jasper. And you may not be able to tell what's in there, and if it's your own bill particularly, you're going to want to go through that with a fine-tooth comb. If just the one change is on top, you can handle it much quicker and deal with it quicker.
I'm just concerned that someone will get on this floor and be angry because they voted on something and it wasn't in their summary. And then there would be a question, was that deliberate? And so, you know, that's my concern.
Yeah, but it does need, I think it would be a good idea to carefully mark it, and then senators will get used to what that is. These are changes only from the last version.
We have a tremendous group working for us at research.
Yes, we do.
And we're adding just a little bit more on top of them.
I think it's a very little bit more. They know those changes. They have them right in front of them when they make the changes. So it may take a little time to put them into their computer in a form they want to attach to the substitute, but that's a very small amount of time. They don't have to research anything. They don't have to go through the bill. They have them right there with them.
Well, I think I'm going to support your resolution.
Good.
But
I think you'll find it helpful more than one time in the future.
I'm going to keep reading the bills.
Good.
Making sure nothing slips through.
I commend you for that, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Any other senator desire to be heard on the motion of the senator from the 30th? Senator from St. Louis? The 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to inquire the senator from Green, please.
Senator, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
Very briefly, Senator, I'm hearing a lot of consternation about what you actually want to do, and I just want to make sure that I am clear as to what you're asking. We already have a summary of an original bill. We get that as the bill goes through the process. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and when we have problems or changes out here, all you're asking is that the changes be highlighted as to what has changed from the original or the substitute bill that we have worked on out here on the floor, and then the changes that have taken place via conference, via floor substitute, by any of those other ways that it can be changed. Am I correct in
yes.
that?
And it's only changes from the last version. In
exactly.
other words,
so
we looked
then,
at this yesterday, and here was the substitute we had, and we either voted up or down or whatever we did with it. And now we have another substitute.
Correct.
And it's only the changes. It doesn't have anything to do with the summary of the bill. It's a list of the changes that have been put in there since you had a chance to see the last version.
Okay, so what I guess my point is that it is incumbent upon the senator to actually read what we have here, and then the changes that you're asking for, then they will be highlighted. Is that correct?
Yes. Now, well, not just highlight. That'll be all that'll be on the list. Now, our particular resolution today deals only with the floor substitute.
The floor substitute, mm-hmm. which we've discussed. We have something here. It may yeah. come in a little later. But I just want to make sure that I'm clear, yeah. that the body is clear, and actually what you're asking to do. This is not a kind of rocket science here. You're asking simply for changes that have already been done by research there, the crack staff that we're supposed to have. And so that's all you're asking for.
Yeah. Senator, it's the actual resolution that I'm moving
right.
to pass. One sentence.
That's all I'm asking. I just think yeah. that we're kind of making a bigger issue than
yeah.
perhaps it should be, but I just want to make sure that
Thank
we understand.
You.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to speak on Senate Resolution 177? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The Senator from Green has renewed her motion for the adoption of Senate Resolution 177. This is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott,
Aye.
Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones,
Senator from Dent votes aye. Senator from the second votes aye. Senator from Jefferson votes aye. Senator from the eighth already voted. Senator from Powell votes aye. Senator from Webster votes aye. Senator from the fourth votes aye. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the resolution has been adopted. Senator from the third.
Mr. President, do we have any messages from the governor?
We do have messages from the governor.
Would you have them printed?
The messages from the governor will be printed in the journal. Senator from the third.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from the 14th.
I have an announcement, please. Mr. President, on behalf of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus and the Missouri Film Commission, I want to announce that there will be movies in the Rotunda every Wednesday of this month. We encourage all of our colleagues or my colleagues to participate in this project. Thank you, Mr. President, so I can hear.
We could have order in the Senate. We're under the order of announcements. Senator from the 3rd.
I just want a brief announcement. A couple people have asked me what we're planning on taking up tomorrow. We will be in intention to take up the appointment of the governor's appointee for economic development. We'll be back on that tomorrow.
Senator from the 13th, you have an announcement?
I wasn't done.
I'm sorry,
Mr. Senator President.
I got quiet and I assumed you were finished.
Well, I was trying to hear. I couldn't hear, Mr. President, so I guess that was my fault. But anyway, as I continue.
Please.
The Missouri Legislative Black Caucus, along with the Missouri Film Commission, will be having a movie in the Rotunda each Wednesday night beginning at 7 p.m. And I'm encouraging my colleagues to attend. The first movie will be An Imitation of Life, a 1959 movie that will be starring Lana Turner and an unknown Juanita Moore at that time. Bring your tissue. It's a tearjerker. So I absolutely encourage all of you to attend and participate. Thank you. Thank you.
Popcorn will be burning.
It's in the Rotunda. We tried.
Announcement. Senator from the 13th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to announce that the Senator from St. Francois has postponed my remonstrance hearing for 1 week, and I know there was a lot of people interested in that hearing, and I just want to let them know it has been postponed for 1 week.
Thank you for that announcement. Announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, I was just glad there wasn't a remonstrance that I moved the meeting for a week. You know, Mr. President, 1959 was a fine year, and I hope everybody gets to see that movie, but it was a fine, fine year. I'm stalling here to try to see if the Senator from Buchanan is here, because he needs to second read bills. So,
Senator from the 11th, for what purpose do you seek recognition? Senator from San Francisco, do you yield to the Senator from the 11th?
I yield.
He yields.
Yeah, so you're stalling? I was kind of stalling because I was going to go to second reading, and I don't see the guy that reads it the second time.
Hey, I meant to ask you.
Do you like 59, 1959?
Not to raise a sore point, but what's your record on resolution?
It's about, I got a few through that first day. It's not going to do because I think there was a lot of people
but
here.
But to be fair, they weren't your
resolutions,
right?
You know what? In fact, none of them have been my resolutions, but I appreciate you notice the fact that I haven't been able to get a lot of stuff through, and I hope that changes at some point.
Well, probably will.
Now, if I was a hitter, I'd be okay.
But to be fair, it's not.
Are the lights going up and down, or is it my mind? I'm losing.
It's not like it was your
legislative package.
Your legislative package.
No.
Yeah. Well, do you think?
I've heard some people say that we're dim in here.
Thanks,
but,
thanks for the inquiry. Sir.
Are there ghosts? Thank you. Now, Mr. President, if you would, I think we have some bills for second reading.
Senator from Buchanan. The order of business is bills for second reading.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I launch into that, will you please refer to Senate Resolution Number 207, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 15, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16, and Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 17 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
The resolutions will be so referred.
Okay, and now I am ready to do second reading. Senate Bill 276.
Senate Bill 276, an act relating to transient guest taxes for tourism.
Jobs, Senate Bill 277.
Senate Bill 277, an act relating to irrevocable life insurance trust.
Small business, Senate Bill 278.
Senate Bill 278, an act relating to job training.
Jobs, Senate Bill 279.
Senate Bill 279, an act relating to the Small Business and Entrepreneurial Growth Act.
Jobs, Senate Bill 280.
Senate Bill 280, an act relating to taxation of insurance companies.
Small business, Senate Bill 281.
Senate Bill 281, an act relating to light pollution.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 282.
Senate Bill 282, an act relating to consumer protection for homeowners.
I think the senator from St. I don't think you're crazy. The lights are going up and down. Commerce, Senate Bill 283.
Senate Bill 283, an act relating to health insurance copayments and coinsurance.
Small Business, Senate Bill 284.
Senate Bill 284, an act relating to fire department employee residency requirements.
Jobs, Senate Bill 285.
Senate Bill 285, an act relating to a tax credit for equity investments in technology-based early-stage Missouri companies.
Jobs, Senate Bill 286.
Senate Bill 286, an act relating to nuisance abatement ordinances.
Jobs, Senate Bill 287.
Senate Bill 287, an act relating to a central repository of information for school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 288.
Senate Bill 288, an act relating to a tax credit for qualified research expenses.
Jobs.
Will you see if we have messages from the Secretary?
St. Joseph, care to refer the two letters of from the governor?
I'm sorry. You got appointments for the governor? Would please refer those to the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee.
Those will be so referred. Senator from St. Francis.
Business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You have heard the motion from the senator from St. Francis. All those opinion of the motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate stands adjourned.